Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. How about this one? What happens to Christians who commit suicide? I know, again, we've talked about this before as well.
You know, this is such a difficult issue. It really is difficult because on the one hand, I could answer this question philosophically and theologically very easily. But the problem is that's not what people need so much, I think, when they've encountered this. I mean, I've had people close to me who have committed suicide. And on the one hand, we want to understand what God says about it. But on the other hand, you know, we want to be there to share the burden with those who are suffering through this horrible, horrible tragedy. And I think it's growing, Susie. I think there's more and more people who are having loved ones who have committed suicide. Without in any way trying to sound just theological, though, let me just provide a couple of theological facts. First of all, from a biblical perspective, Scripture indicates that all issues of life and death properly lie in the sovereign hands of God. It's like Job said. He said that man's days are determined, and the number of his months is with you, and you have appointed his limits that he cannot pass. And then David likewise said to God in Psalm 139:16, in your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there were none of them. Theologically, there's also the sixth commandment, you shall not murder. The commandment is based on the sanctity of human life. Everybody is created in the image of God. It's a wondrous thing. And theologians often point out that phrase, you shall not murder, does not have a direct object. It doesn't say you shall not murder somebody else. It doesn't say you shall not murder your fellow man. It just says you shall not murder. And so that includes yourself. You should not murder yourself. Now, those are theological facts. Now, having done that, can I say something really controversial?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's the unforgivable sin. You see, I've heard many, many Christians tell me that it's the unforgivable sin. I don't see a single verse in Scripture that says that, Susie. No, I don't want to be misunderstood. No Christian, nobody should ever do it. Nobody should ever do it. The Apostle Paul and his colleagues were suffering under the very throes of death, but they depended upon the Lord, and the Lord delivered them. So Paul knew what it was like to feel that way, but he never went so far as to do it. He depended upon the Lord, and that's what God calls us to do. But if a particular person just gives in and he just has no hope left and he's not thinking right and he ends up doing it, well, he was wrong in doing it, but I don't see anything in Scripture that says that that's the unforgivable sin.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.